Up first for part four is going to be Valkyrie Celeste.
Do you wander through this life like a child without a care? Do you fear the things you love? Do you seek the things you fear? When the world comes crashing down, do you just smile and say, I am the great pretender? Oh yeah, willing to dream forever. Oh, I just float away. Watch the world pass over my head, because I still believe in all of the things you say. All of the things you said. Well, all you're searching for the truth, but all you come across is lies. Did someone sabotage your route? Left all the answers in disguise. When the world comes crashing down, do you just smile and say, I am the great pretender? Oh yeah, willing to dream forever. Oh, I just float away and let the waves keep pulling me in. I'll just hang out here and watch the world pass over my head, because I still believe in pass over my head, because I still believe in all of the things you said. Yeah, yeah, oh, right now I said, I am the great pretender. Yeah, you know that I am the great pretender. And you know what I'm saying is, I still believe in all of the things.
Oh, yeah, and that was Valk. I'm really bad at introducing people when I'm guest judging because I feel like I'm not supposed to. So, I don't know. Sorry. Valk, okay, like, when I saw you were doing this song, I was like, OMG. First of all, I, like, love Yu-Gi-Oh!, which, like, everybody knows. And I, like, love the Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie, even though it's, like, lame as fuck. But, like, I, like, love it. And I, like, love this song. This is actually, like, my legit favorite song on this soundtrack. I thought you did a really good job energy and emotionally. Like, I thought it was really solid, like, emotion and energy. I thought it was a little low for you. It didn't go to that place where it was, like, pushing your lower register, but it felt like it sat sort of in, like, a kind of weird place, but I still liked your voice, and I thought you did a really nice job. The mixing, I sort of didn't like the echo that was on it, sort of noticeable on some places, and maybe it's just because I know the original song and I know that it doesn't sound like that, so maybe that's why it sort of threw me off. But yeah,
I actually liked the mixing. I thought that echo was pretty cool.
I just thought it sounded like she was singing it at a baseball game.
Maybe she was.
Maybe she was. She was thinking about how they're all pretending to be good at their job.
Right.
I don't know. The Red Sox aren't doing very well this season, so that's...
Oh, you're not supposed to care about them anymore.
No.
You can't take the Boston out of the go?
Nah.
Oh, my God. Really, Millie?
What? Her name is Rochelle.
Sorry. No. I'm reading Millie's comment.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking in the chat.
Yeah,
no, it was just that specific type of echo.
Oh, my God. There's a setting for echo for baseball stadium.
Oh, that is an actual...
No, it's not. I'm making it so... It was just the chat.
It's actually called Boston Red Sox. God. Ignore these people. I thought you did a really good job with this. I agree that there were some times when you hit a couple of low notes that felt like they were a little bit of a stretch. but generally speaking, I thought this was great. There's I can't figure out exactly how to put it into words. There are certain times when I feel like you sort of close in a little bit on your notes, like that it gets kind of trapped in the back of your throat, at least that's what it feels like when I'm listening to. And then you open right up as you go higher, and it's just gorgeous. I enjoyed the song overall a lot.
So, yeah, I pretty much agree with the low notes. My only real – I have, like, two weird mixing things. For me, I felt the backtrack was a little loud on the vocals. And I don't know if this is a vocal rip or not, because I sometimes felt an imbalance with the panning, or I don't know if it's just my headphones. So
yeah, with my headphones, it was fine.
Okay. But yeah, then that it was really nice. I enjoyed it.
Okay. What do I have next?
Up next is someone who's edible. Cookies.
Oh,
maybe
is it
not edible?
Is it like sorry. Subway or a re-Subway?
No. You're no say.
You're no say. It's a six Subway.
Six Subway.
That was really bad. Okay. It's late. I got it. All right, we're going to stop.
Girl on the face of the planet, the coolest bitch on earth, got
And that was Sharp Cook Eyes. I love how she says that on the VH radio. You're listening to Sharp Cook Eyes. So, you know what? You said this was a reset because you had, like, zilch voice. I never heard you sing this before, so this was totally new for me.
Yeah.
This was weird mixing in the sense that, like, you know, actually, I don't want this to sound the wrong way. The mixing reminded me a lot of Dizzy's mixing. Because it's got a really loud and echoey kind of feel to it. Like, Dizzy likes to mix that style for his music. I'm really curious if Dizzy mixes. I mean, Dizzy's a good mixer, but I don't think that quite fit for this song. But in general, I thought she sounded pretty good. Some weird popping. Oh, and I wrote baseball down here because I thought maybe we could add this to the whole Boston Red Sox thing. sorry. Otherwise, it sounded very good. I enjoyed listening to it. I didn't have anything specific to say.
For me, well, this is a weird note. And the intro sounds like Annie from I Think I'm Gonna Like It Here, or it sounds like a part of that song. For me, one of the big mixing things that really bugged me was the fuzz kept coming in and out.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That was annoying.
Yeah.
And I have my volume really loud, so I can hear it a lot more than most people. You had some great diction moments, but then you also had moments where you lost your consonants. And I think even your last word was one of those. You had some nice sass in this. And I think some of your notes could have used some more support. Rochelle?
Yeah, I never heard this either. And the fuzzing in and out thing really bugged me, too. Like, it was sort of like, I don't know, like I didn't, that really like bothered me. I liked your performance and your emotion on it. There were definitely some held out notes that went a little flat, but like it still sounded good. Like it didn't sound bad. I did enjoy this. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say.
Okay. And who do we have next?
Up next is Turtle.
Again, friend of a friend, I knew you went. I can't let go. Was waiting for the world doing. Now that the truth is just a rule that you can fit, you crack the whip, shape shift and trick the past again. I'll send you my love on a wild.
The truth is just a rule that you can bend. You crack the whip, shapeshift and trick the past again.
Assert my love on a wire, lift you up every time. Take a ride from anyone, everyone wants to ride, pulls away from you.
And that was Turtle singing Black Sheep from the Scott Pilgrim movie, based on the comic books.
Or that's a cool choice.
I know. Like, my first reaction was, WTF, what is, oh, it's this song. Okay. Really love you on the lower parts. Like, I really do. It's, like, perfect for you. Like, the 150 section was, like, awesome. I would have liked... And I gave this note earlier. I would have liked more power when you did the jumps in the verses. But that's about it that I really have. Rochelle?
Turtle. I, like, really like this. Okay, first of all, I haven't heard you sing in a while, so it's super nice to hear you sing again, because I, like, love your voice so much. I really liked this for you. This is, like, what you kind of shine on, like, these type of songs. I, like, really liked this. I don't really have anything to say, because I, like, thought the emotion was, like, really good. So, yeah.
So, I actually liked this a lot, too. The only I did have one significant critique, though. You mixed this really loud, and you peaked all over the place because of it in a number of spots, and that sort of mucked a little bit with some of the recording. I'll say it even though I know you know, just lower the volumes, you know, of both down a little bit so it's not peaking. You sounded vocally great. I mean, vocally it sounded fantastic. So there's nothing really else for me to add to that. So, and Melly says, go Canada. So, right?
Canadian.
Lol. So, all right. We have a commercial break, right?
Yeah.
And then results.
All right.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Oka pudding's just so real.
I wanted the Bill Cosby Jell-O one. But that Jell-O one was funny. I still like that. I still like that Jell-O entrance. Results? Yay! I get the pleasure of announcing the winner. Woo! It was unanimous who the winner is tonight. Mm-hmm. And she does not speak in this accent, but I would say it anyway. Tonight's winner is Monastar! Woo! Huzzah! Yay.
Huzzah!
Shall we toss the next one to...
Well, you can do that. You can do... if you want, you can do winner and first save.
Oh, I can.
Yes, snap. You get that power.
Cool. I'm going to give that to Cassidy.
Okay. My save is going to be Turtle.
Shella.
My save is going to be Valk.
Ooh. My save is going to be Cookies.
Cookies. My save is going to be Lucidity.
Oh, yeah.
My save is going to be JC.
Okay. Also, I get to save Dylan. Okay. My save will be Dylan.
All right. I'll save Rosa, then.
I will save... Sorry, Chew.
Okay, so who do we have left? Because I'm not screwing it up like we did last week.
Okay. Well, Moggy Mog is immune.
Okay.
So up left is Janie Girly 07, Temporary Butterfly, Luna Progs, and that should be it.
So it's Temp, Janie, Luna Prong, and who?
Janie Girly, Temporary Butterfly, and Luna Prongs.
Hmm. Okay. So, yeah, I see you, Melly. I hear you. I was going to do that. Okay. Well, I think that, Temp. Unfortunately, Mordor wasn't good for you tonight, and we have to catch you. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Temp.
I'm sorry, Temp. And the second cut for the evening, and our last, is, and like we all feel really bad about this happening, is Luna Prongs.
It sucks. It sucks. Sorry. If anybody's listening, make sure she gets on one of your shows. She's good. Mm-hmm. Temp, you're awesome too. You always put in a lot of effort. And that means that who's the other one? Janie? Was Janie in there?
Janie.
Janie is saved. Janie, right. Just be careful with your harmonies.
Yes.
But yay, utterly absurd Janie.
Mm-hmm. We did have two drops, if anybody knows. Audrey Golightly had a drop for personal reasons as well as Rain. So,
yeah. Purple Rain. I'm sorry.
You wanted him to sing that so bad.
I know. I really did. Okay. What's to come for next week?
Okay. So our next round is called Moving Pictures. It's another Rush reference. And the immunity is The Mouse Can Suck It. Or non-Disney animated films. And you can sing a song that comes from any animated film that is not Disney, Pixar, and or Studio Ghibli. Ghibli. I cannot spell that right. It can be a theatrical release, straight to video, or even TV movies. If the movie is prominently live action, it does not count for the challenge. Films based on anime or anime films do count for the round. So, Valk, yes, you can do Power of Love from Sailor Moon.
Yeah, I was like, where was the Sailor Moon this week? I was surprised.
I know. That being said, international films do count, and only those can be in foreign languages. You can, however, do English dub versions of those songs. And those will be due on Monday, June 18th, 11:59 p.m. EST. And then our main challenge is, oh yeah, Mickey can shove a broom right up your face.
Wow.
Or Disney animated films, and again, wow. it has to be a film from Disney, Pixar, Studio Ghibli, and it can be theatrical, straight to video, or even TV movies. If it's again, if it's prominently live action, it will not count for the round. International versions of songs are allowed, and I guess those are the big things for that challenge, and that is due Tuesday, June 19th at 11:59 p.m. EST.
Okay. Thank you, Rochelle, for helping out.
Yes, thank you
of
so
course.
Much.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And I think, Rochelle, would you like to advertise your upcoming show?
Oh, yeah. Probably, like, within the next couple of weeks, we'll be posting auditions for Anime Star, which will be, like, an anime-based competition. And it's going to be me, Sorichu, and Val.
And sing Sailor Moon and Valk will love you.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Do we sign off?
We're signing off.
It's 3 a.m. I want to go to sleep.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I'm tired.
All right.
Night, y'all. Until next week. Good night.
Night, y'all.
Peace out.
Night.